Good afternoon, dear listeners. We welcome you back on RIM Radio, live from its studios. It's Amina Syed serving you the most leading news of the hour. Your news, our business. For the headline, Sahara Austria considers autonomy plan a serious and credible contribution to UN-led political process. Foreign Affairs Minister says Morocco's positions towards Palestinian cause are clear and constant. In sports news, FIFA awards Messi is the best player in the world and international Ashraf Hakimi is among the ideal squad for the year 2022. And now we jump into details. Austria considers the autonomy plan presented by Morocco in 2007 as a serious and credible contribution to the UN-led political process and as a basis for a solution agreed upon by the parties, according to the joint statement adopted by the end of the meeting Tuesday in Rabat between the head of government Aziz Akhannouch and the federal chancellor of Austria Karl Nehammer. In a joint declaration, the two countries affirmed their support for the efforts of the personal envoy of the UN Secretary General for the Sahara, Stephane de Mistura, and his efforts to continue the political process aimed at reaching a just, lasting, and mutually acceptable political solution in accordance with the relevant UN Security Council resolutions and the aims and principles set out in the UN Charter. In this context, Morocco welcomed Austria's willingness to continue its valuable support to MINURSO. In other news, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates, Nasser Bourita, said Monday in Rabat that Morocco's positions toward the Palestinian cause are clear and constant, as expressed by His Majesty King Mohammed VI, Chairman of the Al-Quds Committee. More details with Suhej Mehri.
According to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Nasser Bourita, Morocco's position towards the Palestinian cause is clear and constant, as expressed by King Mohammed VI, chairman of the Al-Quds Committee. The country supports the establishment of a Palestinian state on the basis of the 1967 borders with East Al-Quds as its capital and the two-state solution. The kingdom opposes any actions that could harm the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people, such as unilateral actions, settlement policy, and provocative acts. Despite Morocco's relations with Israel, these relations don't affect its commitment to the Palestinian people's legitimate rights. Morocco is ready to offer its resources and experience to support the Palestinian people. Finally, Bourita stressed the need for restraint and de-escalation in the current context in the region and avoiding unilateral policies and provocations.
A protocol agreement for cooperation was signed Monday in Casablanca between the Austrian Federal Economic Chamber and the General Confederation of Moroccan Enterprises in order to boost economic and commercial cooperation between the two countries, signed by the CGEM Vice President Rita Lhlo and the Vice President of the Austrian Federal Economic Chamber Wolfgang Hissoun. This protocol agreement concluded for a period of 5 years, renewable by tacit agreement, aims to contribute to developing and diversifying trade and encourage investment between Austria and Morocco. In the Maghreb region, Tunisian political parties condemned the recent wave of arrests targeting critics and opposition figures in Tunisia, calling for the release of all detainees and those targeted by purely political investigations. The coordinating parties of the Democratic Current, Labour, Kutb, and the Democratic Bloc for Work and Freedoms called for the release of the political activist and former Secretary General of the Democratic Current, Ghazi Shaweshi, and all the detainees. In sports news, the International Federation of Football Associations, FIFA, chose Moroccan international Ashraf Hakimi in the ideal squad for the year 2022 at the Best Awards ceremony. More details with you, Maryam Benaissa.
The Atlas Lion and Moroccan international defender of Paris Saint-Germain, Ashraf Hakimi, is among the 11 best players in the world, selected Monday in Paris under the FIFA trophy The Best. The Moroccan star is selected in the same way as the Argentinian Lionel Messi, the French Kylian Mbappe, Karim Benzema, and the Belgian Thibaut Courtois. Hakimi is considered one of the best right-backs in the world. He is known for his speed and technical versatility. The Paris Saint-Germain player was also a key part of the Atlas Lions' stellar run in the 2022 World Cup, scoring the penalty against Spain in the round of 16 that led to Morocco's win.
With this, we end our newscast. Stay tuned for more news coverage here on RIM Radio Studios. See you again next time.